ऐं ह्रीं क्लीं चामुण्डायै विद्महे स्वाहा। ॐ 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 ऐं ह्रीं क्लीं चामुण्डायै विद्महे स्वाहा। And we'll chant the auspicious first verse of the Spandakarikas, the verse that invokes both the source of all energies and the energies themselves, praising Shankara, who is the source of the power of the wheel of energies, by whose expansion, Unmesha, and contraction, Nimesha, the universe is absorbed and comes into being. And we'll chant this verse three times.
Yasyonmesha nimeshabhyam jagata pralayodayau tam shakti chakra vibhava prabhavam shankaram stumaha. Yasyonmesha nimeshabhyam jagata pralayodayau tam shakti chakra vibhava prabhavam shankaram stumaha. Yasyonmesha nimeshabhyam jagata pralayodayau tam shakti chakra vibhava prabhavam shankaram stumaha.
So with your awareness again, with the breath, so you can find a posture that feels a little bit more upright as well as comfortable. Feel your buttocks against the seat and become present to the slight pressure that you experience between, in the connection between your buttocks, your hips, your thighs, and the seat. Be aware of how, as the breath flows in, there's a sinking into connection with the earth, with the seat you're sitting on. And as the exhalation rises, you can allow the exhalation to allow your body to very, very gently elongate itself upward through the crown. Feel the chest lift and open. The shoulder blades release onto the back. Feel the edges of what we consider our physical body being touched by the air around us. Feel how, if you really experience yourself without thoughts or without ideas about what is inside and what is outside, that the experience of the physical body, especially if your eyes are closed, which I will suggest for you now, Your experience of the physical body is simply the experience of sensation. Some of the sensations being very subtle, some of them being more intense. And the experience of what you might call your skin meeting what you might call the air actually has a tingly, vibrating, quite pleasurable quality to it that we're often unaware of. So begin to recognize the ebb and flow of the breath, the unmesha nimesha, the inhalation flows in, the exhalation flows out, and little by little begin to become aware in a more direct and more closely focused way of how at the end of the exhalation, the feeling of the moving breath actually dissolves into space, dissolves into the apparent emptiness in front of you. See if you can softly focus on that place where the exhalation dissolves into the air, recognizing that this space at the end of the exhalation is what my guru used to call the God space, the space of the self, the place where Spanda is very deeply present. And see if you can let the breath remain there until the impulse to breathe in arises. So your focus is on that space at the end of the exhalation. And at a certain point, without straining, without holding the breath, you'll notice that the impulse to inhale simply arises and the breath is drawn back into the body. But you're going to see if you can keep your attention now on that space at the end of the exhalation from which the impulse to inhale arises. You're letting the breath happen on its own. But with a soft focus, you're noticing how the moving flow of breath dissolves into that space from which it arises as an inhalation. Have the feeling of beginner's mind, the intention to notice how in this apparently empty space outside the body, there is this force which comes out of stillness, out of apparent nothingness, out of the empty fullness that is the source of breath and brings the inhalation in. Feel Spanda Shakti breathing you from that place where the breath merges outside and from which it arises.